This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind. It's a big old land with cowboys. Question of the day. Who do you want to be the 2024 nominee? We've got a dead heat right now between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. Dead heat. Keep those answers coming. You can text them in at 701-237-1590. We'll conclude the show with that today. 701-237-1590. Kevin wanted to hear this again because he's so enthralled with the masterful vocabulary of the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden. Here.
I'm happy to take questions, and I'm told there are going to be four questioners, but I'm not going to do 10 questions from each questioner. All right? Let's make that clear at the outset here.
Yeah.
That's a questioner.
Questioner, yeah.
Is there such a word as questioner?
That's a good point. I don't know.
I'm told there are four people that have questions. These are the people I'll be calling questioners.
It gets better.
I can't have trouble reading this. Reuters, the tangent boat.
Who?
Yeah, here's my marching orders and what I'm supposed to do. Look at the piece of paper and who I need to call on.
Mr. President, my hard-hitting question would be, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Reuters.
You would instantly become...
Yeah, Natanji so-and-so from Reuters.
You would instantly become one of his favorite questioners.
In regards to pudding pops, sir, what would be your go-to flavor on your pudding pop?
Text your answer to our question, Trump, DeSantis... Maybe somebody else. So far, it's Trump, DeSantis. It's a dead heat. Anybody on your list for the 2024 nominee, 701-237-1590. Welcome to the program. The founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy, Frank Gaffney, who has a Secure Freedom Minute feature that he puts out, and is an interesting take on the leadership battle in Congress right now. Frank, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, glad to have you back, as a matter of fact. Who should lead the Republicans?
Well, you mentioned a leadership battle. At the moment, I'm not sure there is one. The question is, should we simply accept the inevitability that the people who have been leading the Republicans in Congress... and more generally, what's become known as the McLeadership for Mitch McConnell, the Senate GOP leader, Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, and Rona McDaniel, the Republican National Committee chairwoman. And what the first two are doing is, as we speak, trying to jam through in the immediate aftermath of these elections, a sort of closed vote, if you will. They alone will be considered, and they will be reelected to their posts. And in the case of Mitch McConnell, I guess, as the minority leader once again, which was a position he seems to prefer, all things being equal to that of being the majority leader of the United States Senate, because that's how he conducted himself, it seems to me, in this election. And then Kevin McCarthy, perhaps as the Speaker of the House, if in fact the finalized returns are that the Republicans have a majority as the leader of the Republican Party, he would become the Speaker. So I personally don't much cotton to that idea for either of them, or for that matter, Rona McDaniel. I think when you see what happened in this election, at their hands, among other things, and I don't want to lay it all on them, but I think that in both the case of the leader in particular, they undermined and I believe effectively precluded victories for some of the candidates of the Republican Party in this general election. And that would seem to me enough. There are other reasons to be concerned about their leadership, I think. We could talk about that. But I think that would be enough to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we need some fresh blood. Maybe we need some real leadership at this time, especially if it falls to the House to become the only break, really, on the, well, I think of it as sort of a Marxist revolution that's underway at the hands of Joe Biden and his team.
Let's talk a little bit about your analysis of what happened and how much of that the leaders you mentioned actually own. What do you feel like what happened?
I think a bunch of things happened. I think that probably the single most important thing overall was, as a colleague of mine put it, the Republicans were focused on turnout, getting legal voters to get to the polls or cast ballots one way or the other, that they were legitimately allowed and entitled their duty, in fact, to cast. So turnout was what Republicans were focused on. Turn in, as this fellow put it, was what the Democrats were about. And they were interested in getting ballots, legal or not, into the various polling places and drop boxes and other, you know, machinery of the election for the purpose of affecting the outcome, even if it meant that people who were not entitled to vote or did not do so legally, at least, you know, carried the day. So I think that was the most important single thing. I personally think that other things did really rest with these leaders. I use that term in air quotes, as they say. One is, in addition to the point I've just made about not adequately funding candidates, in fact, withholding funds from candidates, and in some cases, in Alaska notably, putting money into an independent race, Lisa Murkowski, not the Republican candidate's race. Mitch McConnell did that. There was, on top of that, one other thing that I think was really critically important. You know, I'm of an age, I guess you might say, where as a young man, I was powerfully imprinted by what a guy I wound up working for 4.5 years, named Ronald Reagan, did in 1980. It was a very pivotal election. As you may remember, it was between him and Jimmy Carter. And among other things, Ronald Reagan staked out some seriously divergent positions from Jimmy Carter. One that I was particularly keen on because my background's really in national security. He said, we're not going to continue the policy that Jimmy Carter and some of his predecessors had followed that was called détente. And by that, they meant, you know, essentially doing business with engaging and propping up, for a practical matter, the Soviet Union, which, of course, Ronald Reagan thought was the evil empire. And he said, you know, we're going to do something different. We're going to follow peace through strength, and we're going to have a strategy that he famously called "We Win, They Lose." And the reason I'm making this point is he went to the American people with that very strong promise. He sought from them and got a very powerful mandate to execute that strategy. And God love him, with a little bit of help from me and a lot of others, he executed that strategy. And the rest, as they say, is history. Well, in this election cycle, there was no strong commitment made by these leaders. There was a commitment to America, but it was very thin gruel at Kevin McCarthy's part. And I don't think that, you know, they got a mandate from the American people, or even really that they sought it. And as a result, I think we have weak leadership, a very narrow majority, if indeed that's how it turns out in the House, when I think this could have been a crushing election for Republicans. And it sadly was not.
No, it definitely was not. More with Frank Gaffney, founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy. Our guest on the program, Ben and Rolog, has a question for you. We'll ask it on the other side of the break, Ben, so stay tuned. Remember to get your votes in at 237-1590 on who the 2024 nominee will be. Who's your prediction for 2024 presidential nominee? 237-1590.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
PetroServe USA today has any fresh baked muffin, just 99 cents. Oh, they're so darn good. And some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for you today includes tater tot hot dish in Harwood. Good.
Good stuff. Tater Tot Hot Juice. You ever had the perfect day after the snow? My gosh. Perfect day for Tater Tot Hot Dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has the chicken pot pie. There you go. Pulled pork mac and cheese. Beefy noodles on 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue. Lasagna in Glendon. Salisbury steak on 45th. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. We're coming to you live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios today. 21 past the hour, continuing our chat with Frank Gaffney, founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy, talking about failed leaders should be replaced, not re-upped, and his analysis on the election days behind us. Election week continues. That's right. It isn't election day anymore. It's election week. Well, of course, we have Georgia. It might be election month. Let's see here. Ben Rolog, your question for or comment for Frank Gaffney. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, in the Civil War, Lincoln had the same problem the Republicans have now. He had many rhinos in the Republican Party that were still for slavery. He ran on slavery, but the one thing he didn't have, he did not have leaders in the Army. He had generals that were wishy-washy, couldn't get it going, and the South had all the leaders, just like you hate to admit it, but the Democrats have all the leaders. They're ruthless, they're crooks, they're thieves, they're liars, but they are leaders. And Lincoln, for 3 years, until he ran into Grant and Sherman, the war changed. They knew how to fight. They weren't perfect. They made mistakes, but they won. And that's what the Republicans need now. We had a leader, but I think they've technically destroyed him. I don't know if he's going to run again or not. If he does, I hope he runs, and I hope a certain governor from Florida is his running mate. But only time will tell on that. But until the Republicans, like Lincoln, find good generals, they're screwed.
What do you think of Ben's analogy there, Frank?
I think it's terrific. You know, one of the things that Lincoln faced was enormous criticism of some of those generals and their failings, notably Ulysses S. Grant. And he said, he fights, which is precisely what's needed now. And he wouldn't hear of getting rid of him because he knew that that's exactly what the country needed at the time, as it does today. And if we fail to make the changes that are necessary to assure that we've got fighting generals, or in this case, leaders, politicians, to be sure, but nonetheless willing to take on the battles of our time. And I, you know, to his other point, I think, you know, one of the appeals of, well, both Donald Trump in his prime and certainly Ron DeSantis at the moment is they're fighters. Some people find that very pugnacity in Donald Trump objectionable, certainly irritating, and it may, in this moment, be deemed to be disqualifying, especially if he spends an awful lot of time fighting his own team, like Ron DeSantis, I think. But the point is that we've got to find those who are willing to take it to the other side. And I think the other point, which is very well made, regrettably, is that we do see, in some cases, criminal, yes, but a lot of scrappy people on the radical left. They are determined to, well, as Barack Obama famously put it, fundamentally transform our country. And by that, they mean, essentially, doing away with our Constitution, certainly doing away with our rights, having a democracy, as they're fond of saying, instead of a representative form of government, so effectively mob rule, and utilizing every instrument in their power to essentially exercise complete control over our lives. And sadly, one of our particular focuses of effort at the Center for Security Policy, which people can learn more about at securefreedom.org or presentdangerchina.org especially, is that those, you know, adversaries we face inside this country are in many, many, many cases
certainly working alongside of, and to some of the same ends, and deeply compromised by the greatest, most dangerous, most monstrous, really, enemy we've ever faced, namely the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. You know, Biden obviously meeting with Xi on this trip that he's on, caught up in Bali. But what is your take on the Biden administration approach to this foe of ours in China?
Well, I confess I've been traveling today, so I haven't had a chance to catch up with what this event entailed, if anything. But I can tell you that what we've seen to this point has been, well, I think it's two sides of the same coin, frankly. Side one is that every policy Joe Biden has adopted has been harmful to our country. I can't think of a one that hasn't been. And you enumerated some of them before. Look no further than the border or energy or, you know, inflation in the economy, you know, destroying the reserve currency status of the dollar, on and on and on. But the other thing, the other side of the same coin, if you will, is every single one of these policies, in addition to weakening our country, has been, I think, to advantage the Chinese Communist Party, certainly to embolden them. And this is not a moment to be doing that, especially in the wake of Xi Jinping's coronation as what I call the first Chinese Communist Emperor. He is already emboldened, I think, and I fear has war, not the unrestricted sort of pre-kinetic, as they say, kind that they've been practicing against us for decades, unbeknownst to most Americans, but the old-fashioned kind, the military and violent and deadly kind. So that's, I think, what we need to be especially alive to, and especially we need to have fighting leaders prepared to contend with. You know, the Chinese are on a war footing right now. They're absolutely clear that we are their enemy. They are determined, I think, to build up their military and exercise it to our, you know, profound detriment. And of course, our allies, friends like Taiwan, too. We can't let that happen. We need people who are going to stand up to them. And we don't have them, I think, in the leadership of the Republican Party at the moment, alas.
Fascinating conversation, as always. Frank, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
Founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy, Frank Gaffney, our guest. When we come back, who do you want as nominee in 2024?
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over the weekend, it's been determined Democrats will retain control of the Senate after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won a tight race in Nevada over Republican Adam Laxalt, giving the party the 50 seats it needs for a majority.
Like all of you, I'm a Nevadan, and I know what it takes to deliver for my home state. So when the national pundits said I couldn't win, I knew Nevada would prove them wrong.
Six people have died after two vintage military planes collided midair on Saturday and crashed into flames before a crowd of thousands who came out to see them at a World War II air show in Dallas, Texas. NASA officials inspecting Artemis 1 moon rocket say it appears it has made it through the hurricane mostly unscathed. The goal of the Artemis project is to build a working base at the south pole of the moon by 2030. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mix? No, Journey, but I clicked the wrong one.
Journey.
It's some weird mix.
Oh, that's all right.
All right.
Something a little different. It's Journey.
I was looking for that, you know, that. There you go.
Yeah. I got something that would be a game changer for your winter 2022 that you ought to do today. And you can do it for very low payments, if you like. Don't make finances the reason that you don't do a Findlay Osana, hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Right now they got an incredible deal. You buy a hot springs sauna, you get a Findlay Osana. Can't even believe that. That's like the deal of a lifetime going on right now. So you get on in there and take advantage of that deal today. Get those two wellness products going for you. Be a game changer. And by the way, they have the saunas in stock, ready to deliver right now. 12-month, no interest, no payment financing. The sauna is the miracle of the medical world. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. And guaranteed every day made better. Live better to live longer. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Buy a hot tub, get a sauna. Hot spring spas. Woo! That's an incredible deal. All right. Who would you like to see be the nominee for 2024? Call us 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776 or text us 701-237-1590. You can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a bunch that have rolled in. Trump can't win. Too many people absolutely despise him. Therefore, he needs to drop out and endorse DeSantis. You got your answer there. Texter says, Tim Scott. We got a few write-ins. We're asking, we've asked who the nominee ought to be, so it's, you go ahead. But the race is really between DeSantis and Trump. Texter says, Trump Pompeo. I don't know DeSantis' foreign policy. He's done well so far. President is a big job compared to governor, my 2 cents worth. That probably is the weak spot for Ron DeSantis you don't hear about much. Foreign policy. And I think it's fair. All right, put you down. If the GOP voters bail on a guy that had the most votes of any Republican president ever, we've already lost. I love DeSantis, but it's not his time. That friends would be a vote for Trump. What does Dan say? Dan, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hands down, Donald Trump. He got things done. He talked like a New Yorker. Some people found that offensive, but he got things done. You know, promises made, promises kept. That's what Donald Trump did. Now, I'd like to see Ron DeSantis as VP bring in Florida, and then he can run for the presidency after Donald Trump's term. That would be the winning ticket.
There's a ticket. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Joe, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What's your vote, Joe?
Actually, it's got to be Donald Trump, but Ron is Donald Trump 2.0, but he's got to wait his time. If you try to take him out, you're just going to split the party, and then they're both done.
All right. Fair enough. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Love the votes. Love the take on this. 271-1100. Toll free 855-200-1776. Who's next? Trump. I don't think it matters who we put in there, but Trump at least has gone through so much hell over the last few years, and he's still fighting. I don't know of anybody else that can go through so much trouble as Trump did. All right. Put you down as a Trump vote. I hate to say this, says the next listener, but Trump should not be the candidate. Whoever it is just needs to have conservative coconuts and policies. Coconuts. What are you familiar with coconuts, Kevin? He needs to have conservative coconuts and policies. 51% of the country is not supporting Biden or Democrats, but rather hatred of Trump and those he supports. If North Dakota can fill more conservative spots with youth movement, because conservatives, so can the country. All right?
See, that's the problem. When you look at, I mean, I love Trump's policies. I vote for him again if he ends up being the guy. But you have to look at the system and what we know since 2020, since 2016, how he won in 2016, how he lost, more importantly, in 2020. And does he gather enough from the middle, from the soft, squishy middle, as they call it, to win? And if last election was a referendum on him, you know, I just don't know that he's the guy that can put it over the finish line again. With everything that's going on, I mean, and as energetic as the Trump haters will be, I mean, they'll come out of every basement and every corner of mom's kitchen to make sure, you know what I mean? I mean, they're going to be motivated just because they can't stand him. I don't know.
Another texter says Trump. Another one says Trump. He's the only candidate that can't be bought. That's why both sides are trying to shut him down.
That is true.
He's truly for God and country. Two more Trumps. Okay. Let's see here. Who's on the phone?
Who do we have?
Andrew.
Andrew. Go ahead.
Andrew, what's on your mind?
I think we got to fix what happened in 2020 before anything's going to happen in 2024. It doesn't matter who you put in, you know, DeSantis, Trump. If you don't fix 2020, it doesn't even matter because they'll just rig the election again in 2024.
All right, so too early to say for 2024.
I would say Trump all the way.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Put you down for a Trump vote. Another listener says, don't get ahead of your skis, guys. Trump is the party. No one can be the nominee but him. If you don't want him and he gets the nomination, you better darn well get behind him. Wake up and get together on this.
There's no world in which if Trump gets the nomination that I'm not voting for him. Or any of, don't get me wrong there. We talk about tactics and what it takes and the tactics they use. Yeah, I don't know.
Trump in first place, DeSantis in second, and then a bunch of others. DeSantis Lake says another one, Carrie Lake. She is great.
She's in the process of being robbed of the governorship in Arizona now.
Longer they count, the more votes she loses. Yeah, amazing how that works. Texter says, Trump is our only chance. If not for him, we would not even have found the voting issues. People need to have some loyalty and stick with who got us here. Trump is starting to break away here, Kevin.
It isn't about, you guys, it isn't about the base. It isn't about Trump's base. Trump's got 20, 30, 40 million votes, whether he, you know, whatever he says, he's going to have his base. That's not going to get him across the finish line. Okay, that's the problem we face. In this system, you've got the independent voters, you've got the sway voters. He won't win those. And you've got the people that hate him with a passion. And they're going to come out of the woodwork, like I'm saying, just to vote against him. So when it comes to path of least resistance, I get it. I totally get it. But again, you've got to play, whether we like it or not, the system is where it's at. And you've got to play the system where it's, you got to play the game you're given. You can't play the game you want. You wish you could play.
All right.
Just saying.
Another vote for Trump. Another one says, my vote for 2024 is the candidate that is not establishment. Paul Ryan made Trump take Pence as his running mate, and now Paul Ryan is counting DeSantis along with securing establishment funding for them. Okay. I don't know if that's a DeSantis. I'll give it to DeSantis. I'll give it a DeSantis vote. I need to decipher that to get it exactly right. Speaker does not have to be a member of Congress. Trump for Speaker of the House. All right? We're talking about 2024 nominee. Have you ever seen a Republican win when the vote count goes on past election night? Why is anyone surprised by the election results when nothing changed between 2020, 2022? I like DeSantis. Okay, we'll put you down for a DeSantis vote. Appreciate that. Cameron. Henry's first. Okay, Henry, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I mean, come on, guys. You want to play by the rules or all the stuff you're saying is a game, play by the games, the rule. They're stealing these elections, like all your other callers have said. Until you bring that up, until you address the stealing, Kerry Lake, Laxalt, they needed 70% of the last 10% to beat him. Nobody gets 70% of the day of votes in a Republican area and beats and loses. So they just stole that. You're telling me Fetterman won? I mean, Fetterman can't even talk. He's got a Nerf football on his neck. What is wrong with these people? They're stealing these elections, and you guys want to keep talking about, oh, Trump can't take the independents. It has nothing to do with the independents. They're stealing it, people.
All right, Henry, thank you. Cameron, you're next. Let's get you in before the break here. Go ahead, Cameron.
Well, the vote as far as who to go for the nomination is too early right now, but I honestly don't think it matters until we get the election systems across the country, more like Ohio and Florida, as far as making sure that we have signature verification and everything like that, because ultimately it's your uninformed versus informed voter, and informed logic-based voting loses every time. And this is exactly what we're seeing in Nevada and Arizona and other places. Look at where Republicans did really well, really tight vote controls like Florida and Ohio.
Well, no,
they're doing poorly, no voting controls.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even call it tight voting controls. It's just the way it's supposed to be. It just, count the votes.
So as a Republican Party, we just need to focus and say, hey, we need to make sure that we want to have an informed electorate, because uninformed people, their patriotic duty is to not vote, not to vote, because an uninformed electorate is ultimately bad for the nation, because you're going to have bad people in office with bad policies, which hurts everybody.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's true. And, thank God for people like Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA on the college campuses trying to, educate kids and educate young people on what's going on.
Texter says, I feel President Trump has earned the opportunity to straighten out the mess the Democrats have made of our country.
No doubt.
DeSantis is young. He can be 2028. Whoever it is will be persecuted by the media and Democrats. All right, another Trump vote. There's a DeSantis vote with no commentary. Thank you for that. Get your votes in here. Last chance at 237-1590. 237-1590.
That's the text.
Text in 237-1590. Exactly right. Or call us at 271-1100. How about this comment? Rotten fish and ballots stink after 4 days.
Amen.
Yeah, there's a little something to that. Our final segment, give you the tally coming up here between Trump and DeSantis, the two top contenders.
The chilly weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here come the Jetsers, 1, 2, 3. It's all part of my fantasy. I love the music and I love to see the crowd dancing in the house and singing aloud. Yeah.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by My Pillow. One heck of a deal right now on those sheets. Love that. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, you get the best deals. My coffee. Oh, rave reviews about that from real coffee aficionados that absolutely love it. But the biggest bed sheet sale in history is going on right now, and you can get sheets for as low as $29.98. The famous Giza sheets at the best price ever. So darn good. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Just remember that. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Where are we going on the phones there, Kev?
Going to Warren. Warren down in Gackle.
And Gackle, I love it. Hey, Warren, what's on your mind?
I think what everybody, I agree with Henry. You ever think about how this movement got started? Who started it? Who's filling the arenas? Can you imagine the Scott Hennin show without Scott? How do you have a show without Scott? It's not the Scott Hennin show, is it? You started the show. You run the show. It's your show. The movement that's out there, who started that? Who's filling the arenas? It's not DeSantis. It's not nobody. The guy got ripped off on election. Let's talk about what happened. It's happening again right in front of our eyes. Has a Republican ever won when they stopped counting?
That's a great question. Yeah, exactly.
When I was a kid, once upon a time, way back when, we called it Election Day. They shut down the bars, and they couldn't open up until after election. And everybody got in there, and they turned the TV on, and they seen who won. That's something that doesn't happen. We have machines. We have all these things that's supposed to make things better. But it just so happens that a few key states that we shut everything down, oh, we can't count anymore. What are we talking about? But we sit here and we talk about, well, we're going to have this rhino establishment. No, this party belongs to, who's the party belong to? Everybody knows who the party belongs to. It's maddening to turn on the TV and we're going to put this guy in charge and that guy in charge. You know what? Who runs the party? Is there really a party without Trump right now? I mean, I voted for the guy, but I never really cared for the guy in the beginning until I understood what he was all about and what he was doing. What policy has he done really that has hurt America? Can you give me one?
No.
I mean, other than he did deficit-wise, he didn't do that great, but geez, look what we got now.
True.
This is a little rancher logic, I guess, for you today.
It's great rancher logic, and I love the accompaniment you have from the cows there in Gackle. That's very good. Give them our best. Thanks for the call. Keep listening. Love it. Brian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I will say, as much as I did like Trump, he was also terrible on gun rights in response to the previous caller there. But I would like to address, during the 2020 election, we saw that I think it was in Michigan where you had that Biden was under Trump most of the night, and then suddenly there was this one vertical spike for Biden that put him over Trump, and then the curve continued. Well, we're seeing that twice for Whitmer this year, this election cycle. And I'm sorry, this is pretty blatant, in my opinion, this is pretty blatant proof of cheating, just like the last one was, and yet nobody says anything, or a few malcontents like me and you say something and grumble, and then we, go on about our day. This is terrible. I just moved here from Washington State. They've been doing vote completely 100% vote by mail for 10 or 12 years, and as soon as they instituted vote by mail, the percentage of Republicans that were elected just plummeted. And so this is obvious. And until we get somebody in the DOJ or the FBI or somewhere that says, wait a minute, let's this kind of weird stuff, Dinesh D'Souza can't do it all by himself, we ought to give him a badge and let him do some investigation. I bet we'd find out what's going on then. But
2,000 just, Mules, a must-watch movie.
Exactly.
If you have any doubt about how this can be done. Brian, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Pat in Jamestown, I have less than a minute for you here, about 40 seconds. Go ahead quickly. Are you there? Oh, Patrick?
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Yes, okay, hi. I just want to say I'd like to see a Trump-DeSantis ticket. We got 12, then we'll have 12 good years of Republican and conservatives. And I'd also like to see a state electoral system for state and federal elections. Because you get all these small population centers, like the big cities and that stuff, they control entire states. And that is wrong.
Amen. One vote per county on a statewide deal. That Minnesota's suffering from that big time.
Yes, and that would help. That would eliminate a lot of this voter fraud.
Pat, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. I'm looking at the tally here, and I've got a few that have just come in that are not included, but it's a blowout. Wouldn't make any difference. It's a blowout. 2-1, Trump versus DeSantis.
Oh, with this audience, absolutely. No doubt about it.
What do you mean with this audience?
Well, I'm just saying that, again, he has his base locked in. We're all down. We're in. It's the others that you've got in order to get across. You're not getting across the finish line with just his base anymore. That won't work.
Good conversation, friends. Enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Great stuff.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.